Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. You've been listening to an encore version of the show from last week. We are live today, July 2nd. So if you are listening to us live, we would be happy to have your phone call, call in. This is Talk Radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you will learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. This is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connection to the Akashic Records. I wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and I've taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. I've also taught the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba meditation for over 15 years, and have released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, Inc., developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. I also write for Danyon Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, I intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to a transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire and grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. This week, our guest live is Dr. Pinney. Dr. Pinney currently serves as the chief scientist for the olfactory business. Olfactory is a chemical sense of smell. She studied how we perceive smell and how smells affect our behavior, emotions, and memory. Bruce is also a retired naval commander and spent much of her duty with the Office of Naval Research. Her passion is formulating products that change the behavior through the nose. And I'd also like to add something that's not on her bio, and that is that she developed a scent inhibitor used by the 9/11 cleanup crew, which is quite profound when you think about it, that you could actually smell something that would inhibit your sense of smell so that you could work in that devastating environment. Welcome, Ruth. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, Marie.
So today, Ruth is going to talk to us about how important the sensory system is and the definition of the olfactory system in the brain. So you were telling me beforehand that memories can be transferred through DNA. So maybe you want to explain that. And then go where you want.
Okay. Well, first I'd like to explain the importance of our nose. There are three areas in our nose that affect our behavior. One is our trigeminal nerve that has a little branch that's up by our olfactory nerve, and that's how we sense things like hot peppers or carbonations or pops or crackles with our food. Another one that affects our behavior, especially our sexual behavior, is the Jacobson's glands. And we have a pair in our nose. And it can detect volatile and non-volatile chemicals that actually affect our behavior. And then the one that I work with mostly is our olfactory nerves, which are nerves that come in right at our nose, at the level of our eye. And they're the only cranial nerves that directly connect to the brain. Now, the olfactory nerves perceive smells or odors, and they send a projection of the nerve goes straight into the hippocampus. That's
now,
the part of our brain that processes our memories and some of our emotions.
So let me interrupt here and ask a question. You talk about this nerve, this olfactory nerve. Is it accessed through the nose, or could someone, if they're stuffed up, could they inhale through their mouth and get the same effect?
Well, if you inhale through the mouth, if you're a mouth breather, then it goes up through your nasopharynx, and you can still smell odors through your mouth. Mm. But mostly when you're smelling odors, you're inhaling through your nose.
All right.
And it usually comes through one nostril at a time.
Can I continue in your high-tech definition?
Excuse me?
You were speaking about the brain and how it's impacted by the olfactory nerve that's at the level of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So memories can be transferred through DNA. You were talking before to me about emotional traumas that can be brought out and healed from.
Yes. Now, our memories are made. We have short-term memories that are made electrically. And we have long-term memories that are actually structures in our brain. So that we're probably making proteins. Our nerves or our neurons have dendrites on them that sense different things. And when we look at that even at a more microscopic level, we have dendritic nodules on these dendrites that change every 30 minutes. So used to, science thought that if you had damage to your nerves or your brain, that you didn't have any way to divide and make new cells. Now we know that our neurons in our nose are reproducing every 40 days, and they've just found out about 10 years ago that the cells where we make and process our memories are also reproducing. Now,
so every 40 days, even if your sense of smell has gone away for any reason, you could expect that your sense of smell would come back.
Now, there are some people that have actually damaged the nerve, and they do not have a sense of smell, and it doesn't come back. Maybe some. But some people, they can shear that portion of the olfactory nerves, and it will come back. You have other people that will smell things that are phantom smells. And we know that those can be very emotional. We also know that people remember smells, and they affect their behavior for their whole lifetime. So the smells that they have even in utero can affect them later on in life. Or if, let's say, you were in a traumatic situation and you perceived the smell of maybe burning flesh, anything that may trigger that, you would remember it 70 years later. Or think about going to your grandmother's house and smelling chocolate chip cookies and make you feel happy. Anywhere you go and you smell chocolate chip cookies, it brings that memory back. So you can actually you can change people's behavior by smells. You can put them into fear. You can put them into anger. You could put them into rage. But on the good side,
we use blends that
you could take away their anxiety. You could make them feel safe. You could make them feel relaxed.
Yeah, and we have a line of blends called Aromandalas, and one of your specific blends became part of our array of products, and it's called Sacred Journey. And tell us about how you developed that. You had told me earlier that it was part of the way it was blended, as well as the content of the essential oil blend. And,
yes,
and why is it useful? You know, we use it here in the meditation group, and people love it because it takes them deep.
What I did was study the ritual oils that would be used in temples and mosques and in churches. And I used these oils, the ones with the very highest frequencies, and blended them to a frequency to where what this does is recall memories. Now, these memories can be their memories during their lifetime, or even memories we think can be passed down through the generations. So these could be intergenerational memories of a person whose ancestors have smelled these smells at their religious rituals for eons and eons, and it makes them feel safe. It makes them, it turns on frequencies of spirituality in certain parts of their brain. At some people, it makes them feel more loving. We know one of the major components is frankincense. We know now from science that if you burn frankincense, it's hallucinogenic. So all of these oils were put together to create a frequency to kind of put people into their intergenerational religious ritual mode in their brain.
Nice. Well, we certainly can tell you it works. We have many clients that use that particular blend that you created. Now, what we did at our company is develop these oils, but because our master blender, Mary Ellen Rayner, knew you and was friends with you, she wanted that blend to be part of our product line, and we are so happy to have it. And we're so happy to have that representation of your work in our lineup. Now, one of the things that I want to talk to you about before we get too short on time is the idea of the Egyptians who used essential oil blends as food for their sensory system.
Yes, if you look at history, and we know most of the essential oils, the Egyptians started using them. They've been our main medicine for thousands and thousands of years. A hequat was an Egyptian term for a handful of food from our senses. And if you look at, you know, the different senses, they thought the energy of touch was 1/64th of a hequat. The energy of taste was 1/32nd of a hequat. And the energy of smell was actually 1/2 of a hequat. It actually was the intelligence of the heart, was the sense of smell to the Egyptians. It was their higher nourishment. And if you didn't have that sense of smell and different odors coming in, that your spirit would starve and eventually die. So if you actually look at the science of that, and you look at the different frequencies that our body gives off, these essential oils actually give off frequencies that are very, very high and can help us with our immune systems, with our the way we feel, and can actually affect how we behave. There's a scientist, Robert Becker, who is well known for a book he calls The Body Electric, that establishes the human body as electrical frequencies. And then what I do is formulate products that help bring up this frequency that can be measured.
Excellent. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Ruth Penny, who is a scientist for Olfactory Biosciences. And she studies how we perceive smells and develops formulas around that. She can be reached at Pinney@secondstage.com. Pinney, P-I-N-N-E-Y, @secondstage.com. This is Maureen St. Germain, and I want to remind you of your Akashic Records reading. If you haven't had one, you may want to try that. These readings are transformational and that they invite you to make a cosmic leap in consciousness. Understand and know options, reconfirm your hunches, and give you information that supports you to be your best self. We also have Aromandala blends for every kind of emotional wound, including remembering your Akashic Records. These include such things as removing anger or frustration, and you can check them out on our special Aromandala's webpage at MaureenStGermain.com, www.MaureenStGermain.com. These remarkable essential oil blends can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment instantly. No processing, just like an instant rebate, and they're very affordable. To schedule your reading, you can call us at 212-304-2123. 212-304-2123. This is Maureen St. Germain. You've been listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain.